16%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're getting calls daily about people's experiences. They actually make contact with the genital area. We don't want them in uniform going through this enhanced screening where, you know, their private areas are being touched in public. If it happens to delay things, it happens to delay things. They have contacted the ACLU. We don't know if somebody may have had an experience with, you know, a sexual assault, and it's going to dredge up some really bad memories.
It's pretty amazing stuff, actually, what's going on, the TSA and how clueless they are. Here's a way to cut the budget, get rid of much. Have you been through the airport recently and seen how many TSA agents there are standing around doing nothing? It's incredible. No matter what the size of the airport, small, medium, large, you go through, you travel as much as I do, and you'll find people extraordinarily shocked even when you talk about it. You're walking on your way to the plane, and look at all these people standing around, all this equipment, all this money. Talk about cutting the debt. Here's a way to do it. That was, by the way, the voice of Deborah Volpe, who is vice president of the AFA, who says a number of pilots have been complaining about the TSA's new screening process. Not only are the pilots complaining, passengers are complaining. Growing anxiety over these new pat-downs and body imaging scanners. The TSA implemented what it has called enhanced pat-down procedures at airport checkpoints nationwide. Why? Why now? This is another example of government outreach out of control. What good do these really do? Officers open their hands and their fingers instead of the backs of their hands to go over your body, including the genital area and breasts. This is the statement by this pilot group that's upset by the procedure. It's about time somebody stepped up and said something about this to get it into the public debate. Don't you agree? Travelers getting this pat down if they refuse a body scan. Who the hell are these people, and how did they get this kind of power? I didn't vote for this, did you? A number of complaints this week. Matter of fact, the story of Megan McLean, she got most of the attention. She's a radio host from New Hampshire who was handcuffed to a chair, had her ticket ripped up by a TSA employee while attempting to fly home from Florida. Here she tells her story on her radio program to the co-hosts and the audience.
One of our sometimes co-hosts on the program, one of our other lady co-hosts, Meg, has been apparently harassed big time at the airport. She went down south when she posted a Facebook update saying she was escorted from the airport by about a dozen cops and seven TSA agents. What happened tonight?
So I went to the Fort Lauderdale airport to fly out of Miami here, and I was, you know, one of the random, actually the only random person chosen for the body scanner. And so instantly I was just like, no, I'm not comfortable with that at all. So the, you know, of course, they all start screaming at the top of their lungs, opt out, which instantly drew all the attention. When I, you know, told them I didn't want that, they all screamed opt out. And some lady came over starting to put on gloves already, and she, like, grabbed my arm and started pulling me into this area. And I just kind of pulled away from her, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And she's like, well, if you opt out, you know, I have to give you a full pat-down. And I've read about these new pat-down procedures that they have, which is, and I've gone through them as well, and it's like physical full palm on every area of your body, including, like, on your breast, they have to squeeze and, like, twist them.
What?
It hurts. Like, it's getting to the point where I feel more physically molested than if some random guy actually came up and molested me. It's more intrusive than that. And
they're
so,
twisting on your breasts. I didn't even realize that was happening. I mean, it's horrifying.
Yeah. And this lady's screaming at me about the procedures, and I was like, okay, well, can I talk to your boss? Because I obviously couldn't get anywhere with her. She brings out her manager, and the first thing she says to the manager is, this girl has all kinds of opinions on how we're doing our job wrong. And any time I asked him a question that he didn't have an answer to, he would get really upset and just start yelling at me some more.
Hmm.
And so finally they just cuffed me in the chair. And at this point, like, so many people are yelling at me. I don't know where my stuff is, and I'm just scared. And as soon as they go to do that, the original TSA lady who was going to give me the pat-down just kind of, not really whispers, but quietly so nobody else can hear, says, well, I can tell you one thing, and then she rips my airline ticket in half.
Wow. You know, like, these people are overstepping their bounds. Can they handcuff you without you being arrested?
Apparently. I don't know, but at least four different people were passing around my ID and, like, writing it down, doing background checks. Well, all the while, at least four, like, two of the TSA agents, two of the cops, while I was sitting in that chair, at this point, I'm shaking, I'm sobbing. I can't, like, wipe my face, so I just look like a mess. And everybody who comes through security is staring at me while these people give me a good 30-minute lecture on terrorism.
My God. Where is this country going? Stupidity is the name of the game here. Many of you may have varying opinions. You can get ready to express them. I am so sick of this stuff, and I'll bet most of you are too. So I'll be interested in hearing, and so will the audience, more importantly, your point of view on the government overstep. Well, we got to have it to protect against the terrorists. You got to have somebody twisting your boobs in order to protect us from terrorism. The terrorists have won one more round here, and man, we're going broke in the meantime. That is Meg McLean. The story this week from her radio program of her being abused to the nth degree. We're Americans. It's about time you guys recognize who the real problem is. And apparently the problem is them. How is it we've had the TSA now for how many years? And they have, if there was going to be a problem, they have prevented it by the procedures heretofore in place. So we got Janet Napolitano and these other goons from the Homeland Security pushing TSA. We got to do more. We got to do more. We got to do more. So this is doing more? This is acceptable to the American public? I don't think so. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown, and this is one of the big stories of the week, number six, in fact. The TSA coming under fire, and there ought to be a lot more people who stand up. I'm thinking next time I go through the airport, which will be next week, I'm thinking that I'm not going to have a scan. Let's see what they do to me if they twist my testicles. You'll be hearing a lot of noise about that. 800-510-8255. What's really the issue here? Again, it started with the airline pilots who are upset, but the public, this lady, nobody knew who she was, radio host or not. So what's the scoop here as we bring a number of different points of view from talk radio and talk television to the fore? And after that stuff surfaces, you'll review for us your thinking. If you've traveled and you've been through this procedure or just traveling in general over the last 4 or 5 years, what's your feeling about the experience? I've got it down so that, you know, you just do it in 3 or 4 minutes. You're, depending on the line and how well it's being managed, you're in, you're out, and that's it. But a lot of people who are new to it or people who have personal feelings about this stuff, you've just gone, well, the thing is, you go through the x-ray machine, and there won't be any question because I can see everything there is to see, including the size of your hoo-hoo, if that makes a difference. But the real thing is, what is that x-ray stuff doing to your body? There's no conclusive evidence that there isn't some damage being done to your body. None whatsoever. None. They just say, take it, like it or lump it, digest it or dump it. 800-510-8255. So let's work on reaction. A couple of more stories, as I said, from various sources, and then your calls. It's 15 past the hour on the countdown.
You've seen Armando Montelongo make big profits in real estate on A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. But what you don't see is the behind-the-scenes, step-by-step of how the deals actually happen. See why real estate is much more profitable today than ever before.
Hi, this is Armando Montelongo. Right now, we're entering into the greatest real estate market of our lifetime. America is on sale, and I'll show you how to take advantage of the current foreclosure market so that you can make huge profits. You don't need to be a handyman, and you don't have to have a lot of money to get started.
Call now to receive his free DVD. Plus, act now and you'll also get 30 days of unlimited free access to Armando's foreclosure research tool. It's where the best deals are found nationwide. But you must act now.
Call now. Just pay a small shipping fee and get your free in-depth DVD. Plus 30 days of unlimited free access to Armando's foreclosure research tool.
Call 888-227-1346. That's 888-227-1346. Call 888-227-1346.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR red past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can text your thoughts to 646-926-DOUG. Go to Twitter.com/talkradiocountdown and give us, or just send an email to Doug at DougStephan.com. So the focus here is the TSA and the pat-downs and the new the radar. That's what it is, you know, the X-ray machine. Here's reporter Cheryl Fontano, who has the story of a number of pilots who are just tired of these new procedures.
The instructions are clear. Avoid those full-body scanners. That's what union leaders are telling pilots, citing concerns about radiation.
The cumulative effect of additional radiation exposure on top of what we do flying the aircraft over a 10 or 20 or 30 year career begins to mount up.
One union president tells members they can opt for a pat down by the TSA, but writes that one U.S. Airways pilot who was selected for a pat down experienced a frisking that's left him unable to function as a crew member. The words this pilot used to describe the incident was sexual molestation, reporting that afterwards he vomited in his own driveway while contemplating going back to work. He goes on to instruct pilots that another member of the crew should always witness the pat-down, and then the pilot should determine whether or not they feel fit to fly.
You get in the cockpit, you're really not happy about this, and you may be very upset. This is not the way we want our pilots to leave the gate.
Tens of thousands of passengers are submitted to pat-downs and full-body scanners every day. More than 300 body scanners are now being used at 65 airports across the country. TSA officials maintain the machines are safe. They say with security machines, unlike medical X-rays, most of the radiation doesn't enter the body but bounces off the skin's surface. And the dose is 2,000 times less than a chest X-ray and 200,000 times less than a CAT scan.
But pilots fly on average 15 to 18 days a month. They say they could be subjected to these scanners two or three times each day and fear all that radiation could add up. They say there is no precedent for routinely screening people with X-rays other than prisons, and they don't want to be guinea pigs, and many passengers' rights groups are voicing the same concerns. We just got a statement from the TSA. They said they will be working with these pilots' unions on this issue immediately.
What does that mean? They'll be working with them immediately. What the heck does that mean? 800-510-8255. If you... And this is the way I want to kind of get to the rubber in the road here. If you're going through this screening, and again, there's no proof that the X-ray machine, I haven't seen any proof of you, and I'm thinking more seriously right now as I'm sitting here talking with you, when I go to the airport next Wednesday to go down to Mississippi for a broadcast, I'm not going to go through the X-ray. I'm going to let them pat me down, and then I'll tell you the story about what went on. And you do the same if you're traveling. I want to hear some of these stories. 21 past the hour on the countdown.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Five.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Clay Cohut, who's our director of social media, is monitoring this story. And we'll come up with some of your comments that you've sent along to us. 800, this is one of the top items, news and opinion put together. That's what talk radio and talk television, issue-oriented stuff that you can hear and see. And you've seen probably some of the video, people taking videos of this stuff going on at the airport. It's a big-time stuff and needs your consideration. Here's Bill O'Reilly discussing this issue with attorneys Kimberly Guilfoyle and Liz Wheel.
Full body scan at the airport.
Yep.
I have a bunch of very simple questions because I am a simple man, as you both know.
Yeah.
Number one, say you don't want to go through that machine.
Right.
Do you have a plan B? Will they give you an option?
In most airports, you can say, I don't want to have that x-ray. As you can see there where they can see all every little last thing of you. Any
right.
broken bones, they'll see that. You can have a pat-down by a person of the same sex.
Okay.
So a woman patted down by another woman who can touch
you
everywhere.
So you can opt out for the pat-down.
Right.
Now, they also, I understand, when they're looking at the full body scan machine, it's the same sex looking at it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So they're trying to take that out.
Right.
And then I also understand that immediately after you pass through the machine, it's deleted. Is that true?
That's supposedly true. Both of those things
are. Okay. But all of those things are subject to.
Of course, mistake, human error.
Mistakes or somebody.
Or maybe a woman calls in sick, a guy calls in sick, and so they've got to have somebody else.
So legally then, Guilfoyle, if you say, look, I don't want either of these two options, you can't fly.
Well, yeah, and really, stop complaining. People should understand that this is a threat to our national security.
Well, we all know why it's instituted, but the airline and the federal government has a right to say, if you're not going to do either or, you're not going.
Absolutely, because they have provided a less intrusive means for you to go through, and you do the pat
down. The pat down is pretty intrusive, though. The pilot punched out some guy. Because the guy was grabbing him someplace, I guess.
Right.
So I don't know. I think I'd go for the machine rather than the pat down. I don't want to be pat down by Lenny. I'm sorry.
I agree. And at a certain point, Lenny.
You'd rather have the x-ray just show you.
Vinny or Lenny pat me down.
Why not? Let him.
Why not? I'd rather hitchhike.
Well, come on.
All right. I just don't want him pat me down.
All right. Well, then go through the machine.
I will. I don't have any problem with the machine.
There's no Fourth Amendment right here. Fourth Amendment is the right against unreasonable search and seizure. The Supreme Court has ruled on this.
They're going to lose.
either you go through the body scan,
right.
you get patted down,
or
you hitchhike
right.
where you want to go.
And it's a small
yeah.
sacrifice to make. Let him see you rather than having a plane.
That's easy for you
up.
To say, go for it.
I have nothing to hide.
Right.
I have nothing to hide.
All right. Well,
scan me.
I don't want to get into that.
What a jerk. Huh? I have nothing to hide. What's that got to do with anything? I have nothing to hide. I don't understand what that has to do with anything. Does anybody understand what does that mean? I have nothing. That's not what we're talking about here. It has nothing to do with the reality of the situation at all. The complaints that are coming in are amazing. The number of people who are coming to the surface and just think about it for a minute. Put yourself in the position this is the thing that brings it to my attention, the pilots being upset about it, because they go through this system most every day. Pilots work on average, 14, 15 days a month, and then there are stewardesses, call them whatever you want to, flight attendants, they go through it. Sometimes they have double shifts, so they have to go to different airports. They go through it a couple times a day. But just if you went through it once a day and nobody has proven, nobody has shown, because you can't possibly, over the course of whatever period of time, guarantee that your body is not going to be affected by this X-ray device. So if that's the case, then and the Pilot Association is justifiably upset about this. And it seems, I thought that woman Guilfoyle was ridiculous. Well, we are in different times. Give me a break. It's phonies like her that screw up the world. 28 past the hour.
Today on The Long Drive, the award-winning Ram heavy-duty pickup. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Lots of folks want to know why the Ram truck brand split from Dodge. Fred Diaz, Dodge CEO and president of the Ram truck brand, tells us why and about the award-winning heavy-duty Ram pickup.
I guess when you look at the full lineup of our truck brand, you look at the 1500 light-duty truck and the link coil suspension and the incredible improvements that we've made to the interior, and that we pulled all of that forward into our heavy-duty. Then you put that combined with a Cummins engine, and you've got a real winner. Now, we're in the midst, as we speak, launching our chassis cab truck, which is a 35, 45, and 5500 series truck.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
They're getting warmed up here. Are you going to fly anymore or take the bus? Take the train. Amtrak loves this stuff. People driving their cars more, even if we have to increase the cost. The Debt Commission says, let's add 15 cents to the taxes on gasoline. What's going on here? Oh, my God. The terrorists are laughing. They really are, because we have become a second-class nation in terms of freedom, because we give in to all these goons in the government who want to control everything that you do and the attitude they have. My God, can you imagine some of these people that they had a business to run and they treated their customers, which is what you are when you go through the airport, their customers treat them like this? They go out of business. Here's talk host John Williams speaking with Brian Sodergren, who started a movement called National Opt-Out Day, set for the day before Thanksgiving, with the hopes of calling attention to the TSA's new invasive procedures, and all these guys are going to want to... It's like you're the enemy to them. And by the way, in case you didn't know it, the day before Thanksgiving is the busiest travel day in terms of flying in the country at any time during the year. This is the busiest day.
So how did this get started? Why did you care so much, and what's this all about?
Well, you know, it seemed like every day I kept reading more and more about this issue, whether it's the pilots, the stewards, the stewardesses, or just ordinary folks that are having to go through these sorts of unreasonable and invasive procedures just to board a plane. And, I thought, something needs to be done. There needs to be a voice given to this, something, some point that people can coalesce around. So that's really where it started. It was more, like I said, I was just fed up with reading about this and what people are experiencing and going through.
I just never felt that the whole TSA process was anything but a necessary annoyance. I've never felt that it was a real, invasion of my person or something like that.
Well, I don't. You may experience something different if you fly in the future. These procedures they're doing now are brand new. The naked body scanners, if you will, the virtual strip searches. Those are being deployed at airports throughout the country. Most of them may not have it yet, but they'll eventually be there. And then the government's saying, if you don't want that, if you're not going to allow us to slip under your clothes with this machine, we're going to make the alternative. You know, in my opinion, maybe worse, but they're trying to force you to use this machine because it has this enhanced pat down. I think it's disgusting the fact that we're even talking about, should somebody be allowed to feel the genitals of my son before he boards an airplane? Poke and prod.
Well, what makes you think they're going to do that? I mean, I think I've seen these pat downs.
I don't know if you've seen the new ones. It's a fairly recent switch.
Okay, so describe it to me. So describe the pat down to me and why that's so offensive.
Well, I think the better thing for folks to do is to go online and, do a Google search or otherwise look for the stories about these enhanced pat downs and what some folks are going through. As you mentioned in their lead-in, they've switched from using the back of their hand to go over areas, using the front of their hand to cusp, and to poke and prod and to feel and manipulate women's breasts. I mean, I don't think we need to go there. There's a reasonable alternative, and I don't know if it's similar to what was done in the past, but there's some alternative that doesn't so grossly invade our privacy.
Yeah, this is really... If you haven't been through it, you don't get it. If you've been through it, I'm just visualizing all of this stuff from my walkthrough last week at the airport, where did I go last week? Boston and Chicago. And by the way, the procedures are not the same in the if you travel at all around a lot, you'll notice that each airport sort of has their own way of doing things. There's no standard. It's okay. We want to you can take the belt off. Well, you got to take everything out of your pocket if you go through the X-ray machine. If you opt not to, then some things you don't have to take out. Whether you have your toothpaste, the little bag, quart bag with all the 3-ounce stuff in it. Some airports say, you got to have it out, and other airports say, you don't have to worry. So it is craziness. That's really what it is. It's pretty crazy. Here's another radio host named Bruce St. James with a call to action for the American people.
Basically, the TSA can go to second base with you.
As a woman, I'm offended. And if somebody did this to me,
yeah.
Man, I don't know. I'd be considering a lawsuit here because only my husband should be touching me like that.
Well, that considering a lawsuit. There's word of a flight attendant, right?
Well, flight attendants are considering lawsuits right now because they're considering this invasive. And there was a flight, I believe it was either to or from Charlotte that was held up for 3 hours because one of the flight attendants was saying, I was harassed by a TSA agent for the way they touched
Good.
Me.
Good.
And I mean,
we should all claim harassment. Every time you go through, claim harassment. We will shut this thing down. We are the people, okay? And I refuse to blindly go along like sheeple. And I refuse to accept their mandate that they're just there for my protection. No, you're not. I'm not a threat to the airplane. Stop treating me like a criminal.
Well,
stop doing it.
You're considered guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly.
At an airport.
And the TSA thinks they're doing you a favor. Believe me, I've reminded more than one TSA person, you're not doing me a favor, and you're not doing this for me. If that's what they write on the little wall in your break room to make you feel better about yourself, congratulations, but that's not the truth.
Well, what's getting me about these new pat downs is this video. I mean, they actually show, that they can go up underneath a woman's breast and like squeeze. That is so wrong.
I've gone on dates that haven't gone that well. I mean, seriously.
And this is what I need to go through in order to, fly back east? What?
Yeah. We can shut this thing down. As I said, shut it down.
They also go down your legs, and they're touching your nether region here. I'm going, for real? This is not...
That's not the way it should be.
I am going to opt out of the backscatter machine every time, and I would encourage you to do the same. That's fine. But you know what? Then I can charge harassment with them, and we will stop them from this. Just because the TSA says it's the right thing to do doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. Just because some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. issues a policy, all I'm telling you is we don't have to blindly and blithely go along with it. You can resist, okay? This is our country. It's not the TSA's country.
God bless you, sir. Bruce St. James with the call to action that I think makes a lot of sense. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The TSA, Homeland Security, federal government under fire for these procedures. And it wouldn't be so bad if these goons at the TSA weren't as arbitrary. And I'm not saying that they're all like this. Some of them, I talk to the people, and I go up and give them my license, and they look at the license, and they look at me, and they look at the ticket. Oh, yeah, okay. And, you know, they say, well, the other day I went through, it was a Saturday morning, there weren't a lot of people around, and the guy says, well, you can thank us for making this go quickly. And I said, you're going to tell me that on Tuesday morning when I come through here? And he looked at me and he laughed. He said, nope, you'll be a long line then. There are all kinds of holes we can poke in this. So now it's time for you to call 800-510-8255. Inform us as to what you think is useful about this or not, if you've been through it. Is one more government, as far as I'm concerned, one more government incursion into our lives, ruining, we've allowed ourselves to be ruined ever since the Patriot Act was passed after September 11th, downhill on a slippery slope since then. And so it's time to shut it down. It is. Shut it down. That'd be my cry. I'd go to a protest in Washington or any place else where this was going on. And so that's it. Okay. Get ready for lots of rock and roll here. Here's another. I'm looking at the people calling. A woman has another nightmare story. There's just too many of them. It's time for this to stop. So stand by for the stories up next on the countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
I'm here with Sandy from GSK. Sandy, what can anyone do about so many people slipping through the cracks of the health insurance system?
We fill the gaps.
How's that?
Well, I run programs that provide over $1 million worth of medicines to folks in need every day.
What kind of people in need?
Like people who've lost their jobs, people who don't have health insurance, people who can't pay for the medicines they need now.
Sounds like a huge job.
I think it's the best job in the company.
GSK, finding a way forward, one day at a time.
800-510-8255, and we'll tackle this problem one caller at a time, starting with Mary, who's in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Good to hear from you. Mary, please go ahead with your thoughts on this.
Yes, I don't have a nightmare story because I will not go through it. I feel that as one of my rights. I was brought up to nobody touches your body unless you say it's okay, and that only includes my husband and my doctor, and I'm 68 years old, and I will not do it. And if it means I have to walk, I'll walk, but I will not fly. Now, well, where are our rights? Because we are the people, but we have no rights anymore.
Right. You've opted out. You've let the government scare you into control. This is becoming a fascist state. That's really what it is. This is fascism.
Well, yes. And if people would just quit flying, what would happen then?
You can be sure the airlines would be working the government over big time. That's for sure. Yeah.
Exactly. And what are they going to do when they start saying, okay, all the blondes, all the brunettes, you have to jump off this mountain? Are these people going to do that?
I don't know.
You know,
I want to know, are you a blonde or a brunette, Mary? Which are you?
I am a tinted blonde, and I'm proud of it.
Don't be jumping, Mary. Don't jump. Don't jump. Thanks for your call. Susan, in Nashville, we go to you next live on the countdown. Hi.
Hi, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I flew over the weekend from Nashville to Peoria, Illinois, and back, and I was groped. Groped.
Yep.
Yes. I had on a long skirt with cowboy boots.
Yes.
And they literally had me take my boots off and ran their hand up my leg to my groin area under my skirt.
Yes.
And then they went up underneath my blouse and squeezed my breast like the lady was saying earlier.
Right.
So I would like to know where I need to go to do something about it.
Well, I think you call your congressman, first of all. You go to airport management, and you tell them when you go in there, give yourself an extra 5 minutes, find somebody. There are always people around that represent the management of the airport. These are local boards. Usually they call them the Port Authority. You want them to know how you feel. You can tell the TSA as you walk through that you object to this. And you can talk to your fellow passengers as you're going through it to get them stirred up, make lots of noise, and slow things down, and that will make a difference. That would be my advice to you, ma'am. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Here's Christine listening to KUGN in Oregon with a nightmare story for us on the countdown.
I was traveling with my 2-year-old, and she and I got our tickets marked with an orange X. When all the people in front of us had been marked with a green X.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of curious as to what that was. We got to the next checkpoint, and sure enough, they pulled us to the side and said, you know, you guys have been checked for a random full body search. And they literally, they took these little cloths and wiped the zippers of our suitcases and then stuck it under like a green light. And then they stepped my 2-year-old like about 5 feet away from me. And she was really scared, and they were just kept tugging her, you know, like, okay, now come on, what are you doing? They tugged her away from me. They felt her around the waist, felt her between the legs. They squeezed her diaper. There was nothing I could do about it. I just had to tell her, like, shh, it's okay. They squeezed the butt of her diaper. This is at Billings Airport in Montana. We were on our way to SeaTac. By the time we made it through, I was almost in tears. I'm almost in tears now because there was just, there wasn't anything I could do. You know, they were doing what they were doing to her and to me, and there wasn't anything we could do. It was she and I traveling by ourselves. And, I mean, we had already been through hell trying to get everything checked. And, okay, you can't take her sippy cup. You can't take this. You can't take that. And so we were exhausted anyways. And we had to, you know, take off our shoes and all this crap. And then for whatever reason, I don't know if they, you know, I mean, they could work in teams for all I know. Oh, here's a mom and child.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. The new terror threats in the TSA under fire for these enhanced, that's what they call them, the enhanced body scans. Your calls at 800-510-8255. What should we be doing if you're a pilot or you're a lawyer, any of the sorts of things? The airlines are going a little crazy, too. I got another story that I'll tell you about something that happened that's not really directly related. It's a travel story. I'll tell you that story in a few minutes. Again, an airline that doesn't get it any more than the government gets it. But first, let's go back to your calls at 800-510-TALK. Arthur, listening in suburban Chicago with what he is experiencing as somebody who works for the TSA.
I work for TSA. Anecdotal stories don't cut it. You know, the electronic strip search, you know, I can tell you right now that the walk-in scanner is designed to penetrate your outer clothing. I've been through the training. I operate these things. There is no way we see private body parts. Don't see them. The machine is designed to show us if somebody is hiding something under their outer clothing, period. That's it. The opt-out pat-down does not involve using the palm of your hand or your fingers. It's the back of the hand all the way. If there's a further pat-down, then it's possible that you're going to use the palm of your hands on a person's private area.
Really? But that doesn't square, sir, with what the people who have been through this experience, including the woman that's the radio host, doesn't square with what she says at all, nor with a couple of the other calls we've had here or other people that have been through it that I've talked to. So the policy there apparently doesn't really, that there isn't a consistent policy. Maybe that's the problem. Should we not worry about this because we are safe from another terrorist attack? 51 past the hour.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits from this past week. Big items on News Talk Radio and television, and this stories here, nightmare stories. The TSA guy says it's not what you think it is. You know what? That may be, but you've done I was about to use an S word. You've done a really poor job of PR here, pal. That's what I would say to you. 800-510-8255. Donnie in Tampa, Florida, has an opposing point of view. Go ahead, Donnie. You're on the Countdown Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to basically say everybody needs to stop the crying and the complaining. This is this is put in place to protect us from exactly 9/11.
Yeah.
If you were to take yourself and put yourself in the position of those people that died in those planes and think, would any of them had these checks in place to prevent what happened, would they then say, oh, it's okay, it's worth them, you know, touching and...
Well, none of the 19 people had anything on their body or their person. The stuff was already in the plane, so your argument doesn't have much water, Donnie. And if, in fact, you're going to say this has prevented another 9/11, what has been in place up until last month has been a much less invasive search process. And if, in fact, you're going to convince us or try to convince us that that's why we haven't had another attack, then that system worked okay. What do we need to spend? Do you know how much money they spent? $4 billion for these new scanners. And they've also hired another 1,400 TSA people around the country. So if, in fact, your theory is correct, and I'm not going to argue that one way or another because it's foolish to argue the past, why change it?
Well,
how much do you fly, Donnie?
I listen to you. So
how much do you fly? How much do you fly?
I just want to say everything, all of the other aspects of security have been tightened up to the point where carrying something in on your body now is the only way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they have to close all loopholes.
Yeah.
All right, so if it's the only way to get anything on the plane, then that's what they're doing, is to protect you from that. So if you got into a situation where they didn't have all this and everything relaxed, okay, and everybody got on the plane hunky-dory, like, oh, okay, you got your ID, you got your pass, let's just, you know, walk you through, and if you, you know, get on the plane and go, well, if that was to then have a hijacking, how would you feel? Would you then say, oh, we should have had these?
That's a what if, and I'm talking about what is. I understand your point of view and appreciate your expressing it. That's what we're here for, to listen to different points of view, and I think you did a great job presenting your point. Here's Steve in Lynchburg next on the countdown. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say, where is the ACLU and all?
They're standing by. They're going to be the pilots union. Here's what the ACLU will do. If, in fact, there are enough people who have the starch to, and they'll take one of these cases. For example, the woman who's the radio host that we heard from at the beginning of the hour, ACLU matches up with her and does their thing. You're gonna see a lot of hooting and hollering, and I think that person, by the way, is going to be on my Good Day program later on this morning. If you want to listen, or it'll be available for that interview, will be available for download at the Countdown or Doug Steffen website as soon as it's done. So in a couple of hours,
right,
if you don't get to hear it, you can hear her tell her story. And I'm going to ask her that question. I'll ask her where the ACLU is with her.
Yeah, if it was a Christian situation or if it was a freedom of speech situation, they'd be all over
that.
Yeah,
okay, we got your grind on the ACLU, Steve. Thanks. Jeff in Gulfport. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Countdown. Okay, Jeff, you have a nice day. Grace, go ahead. You're on the Countdown.
As a woman, they would never touch me that way until I see a Muslim woman in a full burqa with nothing visible but her eyes submit to the same pat-down in front of her husband or her father or whatever male has control of her. It will never happen. And until it does, they'll never do that to me.
Okay, Grace. Got that down. All right. This is the quick story that I promised. AirTran this week threw a couple of girls were traveling, children were traveling by themselves, and they had their pet turtle with them. And the stewardess found out, the flight attendant, they had a turtle and made the plane had taken off, apparently. And then they taxied out the end of the runway, and they found these girls had this turtle. They went back and made the kids throw the turtle in the trash. Thankfully, somebody found the turtle. What a story. AirTran, forget about it. 59 past the hour.